This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yellen, comma, Janet, global economy, comma, dangers therein. That, comma, is where we're going to start our weekly wrap. 4 minutes of live radio about the 5 days gone by. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. David Gura is at Bloomberg. They are both in our New York studios at the moment. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Lee, talk to me here for a minute. Janet Yellen and the Fed have a meeting. They say the economy's okay. We're a little worried about the global situation. We're going to raise rates maybe only 2 times this year instead of 4. What's your takeaway?
Well, I mean, it's not that much of a difference, truth be told. I mean, I think by 2018, we still get to basically the same place. You know, she was very clear that she thinks the economy is OK. Nothing to see here. But look, it stoked the markets, as it always does. So,
But that's not what the Fed is for, right?
Of course not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. But it did.
But it did, which is kind of the way the Fed goes. So, girl, let me ask you this, though. Janet Yellen has been saying for, as long as she's had the job, I and this organization are going to be data dependent. And what she told us yesterday was that the data is pretty good. So why are they not raising rates more this year?
I think that they're proceeding cautiously. I think she used the word prudent or prudently.
I'm sure she did.
You know, she was, as you said, happy enough with the state of the U.S. economy, looking at the labor market, looking at housing, inflation, kind of a net zero there.
Yep.
Some signs that it's all right if you take out. All right if you have energy in there. A little less great if you have energy in there.
Right.
You know, I think that she's looking at all of the tumult we've seen in the global markets, looking at what other central banks have been doing as well, seeing this divergence in policy, as it's called, seeing these other banks easing while the Fed is not doing that or slowing doing that, you know, and recognizing here that there's going to be no harm done as she sees it to take things a bit slower.
Lee, I am interested in, and maybe it's just me, I don't know. It just seems that the Fed and Dr. Yellen are paying more attention to the global situation, at least explicitly, than maybe they have in the past.
They are. I think that's a shift. But I mean, that they're right to do so. I mean, the global situation is really uneasy, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon. And, you know, you're seeing, especially with the strong dollar, you're seeing a lot of U.S. multinationals really suffer overseas. And that's a large part of the earnings that drive the stock market. So the global situation is not great.
David, very quickly. Yeah, no, totally. David, very quickly on oil, since you mentioned energy and all that, it's up like 40-something percent from its lows of not too long ago. Interesting how that's all going to weigh into the global economy, yeah?
Yeah, we had a bit of a rally this week. I think that slowed down at the end of the week. Getting kind of conflicting signals from the International Energy Agency, I think it was last week, saying maybe we've hit the bottom, see a little light at the end of the tunnel. This week sort of revising that. You know, people still trying to figure out where to lay blame, and there's a lot of uncertainty still in the picture.
Yeah.
What Iran is going to be able to do, how much oil Iran's going to be able to put into the market, obviously looking at the U.S. Shale sector as well. So still a lot of uncertainty there. Somebody told me, you know, when we bottom out, it's not going to be an instant thing. It's going to be a process. Mm-hmm. And so we may be at that point, but there's going to be some up and down still.
All right. Lee, moving on to next week, Apple and the FBI have their first real meeting in court. We learned today there's going to be some cross-examination of witnesses. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, is on the cover of either the current Time magazine or the one coming out next week with his thoughts on this case. It does not seem like this is getting any more collegial. It's the positions are hardening, it seems.
They're hardening, absolutely. It's a perfect way to put it. And they're digging in. And Tim Cook has, you know, 40 or so tech companies, his competitors, lining up on his side.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the consumer sentiment seems to be on the other side. It's very, very interesting. And both sides are digging in. Tim Cook said, or Apple said in one of their filings, that the founding fathers would be appalled at this. And one interesting point, actually, in the Time story is that we really don't have anybody to blame for all this but ourselves. You know, it's George Orwell used to say that mass surveillance is coming to everyone and it's going to be the government, but he was wrong about one thing. We did it to ourselves. We asked, we fell in love with these devices, and now they have everything about our lives in them, and so we asked for it.
Lee Gallagher,
it's just a different point.
Yeah, totally. Lee Gallagher, but it's a good point, right? I mean, I'm gonna, first thing I'm gonna do when I get out of here is I'm gonna grab my phone. All right, we got to go. Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine, David Gura at Bloomberg from our studios in New York City. Have a nice weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks,
you too.
Kai.